This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
I think the extraordinary thing is that he was a normal genius.
That's violinist and filmmaker Bruno Mansangin talking about Yehudi Menuhin, violinist, educator, humanitarian, and dear friend. Bruno was 5 years old when he first heard a recording of Yehudi Menuhin. It ignited his imagination as a musician and later as a filmmaker. Yehudi Menuhin was born on April 22, 1916. To celebrate his centennial, Bruno Mansangin has curated the Menuhin Century, an extravagant box set of 80 CDs, including rare and previously unreleased material, 11 DVDs, and a hardback book spanning a 70-year period.
Yehudi Menuhin was a household name right from the start, you know, when he gave his first concert in Paris when he was 11, and New York when he was 10, and Berlin when he was 12, and playing the three greatest violin concertos ever written by Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. It is something which one cannot believe. It is a fairy tale.
That fairy tale began when Yehudi Menuhin was just 4 years old and his parents took him to see the San Francisco Symphony. It was at that concert that Menuhin became mesmerized by the sound of the violin, which was coming from the leader and assistant conductor Louis Persinger. At the age of 8, Menuhin had a very memorable first lesson with Persinger.
Persinger played the Adagio from the G minor sonata of solo violin by Bach. But the fact that his teacher immediately felt that Menuhin was mature enough to hear that great Adagio by Bach, I find it very symbolic of what happened right afterwards when Yehudi decided to tackle the great sonata in C major by Bach, which is even more imposing and even more complicated than the G minor. The fact that his ambition was not only violin music, but the greatest music ever written.
That same year, Menuhin set his sights on mastering Beethoven's only violin concerto. But first, Persinger told Menuhin he needed to learn Mozart's A major concerto. Menuhin rushed through the Mozart concerto in just 1 week. Persinger sent the young boy home to learn how to play that Mozart piece from his heart, not just his head. Only then could he move on to the Beethoven.
And he learned the Beethoven concerto right after that, of course, and then it became his... Perhaps the concerto that he played most, and nobody played it as often as Yehudi did. I suppose it must have been 1,000 times in his lifetime. You know, when we talked about the Beethoven concerto, he was still excited about each turn, about the way the G minor modulation comes at such and such a point. He was never jaded, so boyish, even when he was 80.
Yehudi Menuhin also had a very gifted sister, Hepzibah. She was a pianist, and together they made more than 20 recordings, all of which are represented on the Menuhin Century Collection.
We decided that we would have the complete, everything that they recorded together. So we've got a real complete picture of what Hepzibah Menuhin was to her brother.
The Menuhin Century Collection gives you an in-depth look at Yehudi Menuhin, the musician, the visionary, the educator, and the humanitarian whose influence is still felt today.
He's a timeless artist, and the emotion that he is giving us is due to the fact that he's not only speaking about himself or about the composer, but because he's speaking about us.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.